As we continue exploring the experience of travelers during these COVID times, we hear from HBR's Ashley Mizuo. She just returned from a trip from the Chicago area and got to see firsthand what the pre-travel test process was like.
Last week, I spent a couple of days deep in Smoky Mountains National Park, hiking, camping, and cooking. I flew into Chicago O'Hare Airport and drove down south with a friend from graduate school. When it was time to return home, I chose to take a saliva test offered through Vault Health. It's one of the trusted testing sites accepted by Hawaii as part of the pre-travel program. The test materials were mailed to me, and I took the test over a Zoom call with a healthcare professional watching.
I see you have a stat kit. Is it for Hawaii travel?
Yeah.
The test has two vials. One was empty to collect my saliva, and the other has a blue liquid in it to add to the sample for the lab.
At this point, I can ask you to go ahead and start collecting the sample. If you would please remain in view of the camera.
Right, so I just spit, I just spit in the, okay, got it, thanks.
And if your mouth feels dry, think about a sour food, lemon, lime, dill pickle, or you can even massage your cheeks.
You're not supposed to eat or drink 30 minutes before the test, so it took me a while to generate enough spit for the test. I was a little embarrassed, but after I finished, I mailed the test back to the Vault Lab in New Jersey, and I had my negative results back in about 48 hours, logged onto the Safe Travels Hawaii website, and answered the questions, then uploaded my test results. Starting today, travelers who want to avoid the 14-day quarantine need to have a negative test result before landing in Hawaii. Prior to the change, travelers without their results would quarantine until they could show they were negative.
Please have your government-issued photo ID out.
At O'Hare Airport, the terminals were pretty empty. My flight was about half full. I spoke with my fellow passengers about their Hawaii travel experience as we waited to board. Here's one of them, Robin Prey.
It's been crazy because I had to get my test 72 hours before I flew and I still don't have my results. So I went and got rapid results so that I could fly with some sort of ease because I won't know maybe till tomorrow once I get to Hawaii.
Welcome to Honolulu.
Once the plane landed, I generated a QR code from the Safe Travels website so it would be ready to scan when we deplaned. I walked through the airport's temperature scanner and then into an area with a bunch of tables where workers and the Hawaii National Guard members process travelers. They scanned my QR code, checked my ID, and I was good to go. It took less than 10 minutes. The state is randomly selecting travelers to take a voluntary test 4 to 6 days after arriving. It's to monitor how many arrivals may be positive even after a negative pre-travel test. Lieutenant Governor Josh Green says few are, but that may vary by county. I decided to isolate until I could get a second test after waiting a few days. Then I got an email saying I've been randomly selected to participate in the voluntary post-arrival test. Check out my Twitter account, at Ashley Mizuo, for the results. I'll post it there.
And Ashley joins us this morning. Welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you know, so you were able to squeeze in your trip ahead of the Thanksgiving crowds. You know, when you spoke with the passengers at the gate, what did they share with you about what their plans were and how things are going?
Right. Most of the people in the gate were younger people, I would say, and some were actually transferring from Hawaii into Guam. But almost everyone I spoke to were generally coming for vacation. They said, you know, about the trusted partners, trying to figure out what test is the correct test to get was a little bit confusing, but most were pretty confident that they had done the process right or at least got their correct test. And they were also pretty confident that the airplane would be safe. You know, commercial airplanes are equipped with these special filters, which are used in hospital isolation rooms, and they can capture like about 99.97% of airborne particles. And substantially reduce the risk of viral spread, and the CDC has recommended that as well. And because of the high air exchange rate, they say it's relatively unlikely that you'll catch coronavirus from someone several worlds away as long as everyone's wearing their mask. On the plane in general, most people were able to have their own rows, and on my flight, everyone was wearing masks. I even saw a flight attendant wake someone up whose mask fell off while he was asleep and tell him to put it back on.
So why did you decide to isolate for a few days and then take the test when you got back?
Right. So there's been a study that's frequently noted by a lot of doctors by the American College of Physicians that found false negative COVID-19 tests range between the 60 and 100% mark during the first 4 days prior to a person showing symptoms. And the chance of getting a false negative or the test not picking up that you have COVID drops considerably between, you know, day 5 and day 7, which is the average amount of time that it takes for symptoms to show up. So a second test could help ensure that, you know, the majority of infected travelers are identified, but it is important to do that intermediate quarantine for a couple of days to make the virus incubate.
Well, we're glad that you got back safe. Thanks so much, Ashley.
Thank you.
You've been hearing from HPR reporter Ashley Mizuo. You can find her story online at hawaiipublicradio.org.